Irma story. Irma was the daughter of a farmer and the fifth of 12 children. Life on the farm in the 1940s was harsh, back-breaking work. Irma and thousands of young women like her saw marriage as the only way out. At 17, Irma caught sight of a confident young man carrying a briefcase and promising to travel the world. With only 3 months left before her high school graduation, Irma married him and left home. True to his word, he traveled the world with Irma during his term in the Navy. He eventually settled into a job with an airline. Irma gave birth to 5 children. When her youngest started school, Irma went to work in an automobile factory. With combined incomes, the family was solidly middle class and enjoyed vacations, a modest but nice home, and the belief that the future would always be the same. Irma was in her 10th year at the factory when her husband chose to pursue his dream of living in Hawaii. A few years later, without her own checking account or any established credit of her own, Irma left her husband. She was no longer middle class, but impoverished. 20 years later, Irma survives each month on Social Security and a small pension from the auto factory, and of course, support from her children.